whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any form, the pause, the refreshment. A nice cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here is Spike Jones.
I'd like to thank Tony Martin and the very beautiful Sid Charisse for being with us. And also, I'd like to say thanks to Eileen Gallagher for a swell job of opera singing with Tony. Next week, our special guest will be the world-famous pianist, Alec Templeton, and lovely Monica Lewis. We'll see you then.
Mike Jones and the City Slickers, with their musical appreciation review, may be seen in person this coming week in Gainesville, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This is CBS, Jack Benny's radio address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Tune in again next Sunday when Spike will have Burgess Meredith as his special guest on the Spike Jones Show.
Well, look
at Spike! This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WAPI, the voice of Alabama, Texas Life Building, Birmingham.
Hi, ho, faith in snow, faith in wonderful eyes we know. Find wonderful teeth, this gentle care, for brighter colors, longer wear. Hi, ho, there's faith in snow, faith in ivory snow, hi, ho.
6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Golden Flake potato chips are always in demand. Be sure to keep plenty on hand. You're tuned to the voice of Alabama, WAPI, in Birmingham. Soon to be 50,000 watts of radio power. And WAFM. In Birmingham now, it's 12:45.
More news from Alabama after this message from Amoco.
Friends, if you've ever heard that final glump of a dead battery, then you know that you don't want to get stuck with a worn-out battery. So it's just plain common sense to get your battery checked absolutely free at your Amoco dealer. What's more, if you should need a new battery, your Amoco dealer is ready to serve you with the best, the famous Amoco Dry Charge battery. Right in front of your eyes, your Amoco dealer will activate the battery to full power in a matter of moments. You get a fresh, full-charge battery, not one that's lost power standing on the shelf. Amoco Dry Charge batteries come in both the 6-volt and 12-volt sizes and are guaranteed up to 36 months. And all Amoco Dry Charge batteries are original equipment quality. So play it safe. Get a free battery check today at your Amoco dealer. And if you need a new battery, remember, you'll get more starts for your money with an Amoco Dry Charge battery, the finest battery you can buy.
Governor Patterson.
Here now, this cake was for Sam and Bud and Marcia. Great. Well, they didn't call and confirm the reservation, you see, like they're supposed to. And so they're not here, so evidently they forgot or went out of town or something. Okay, now there's another cake here for Joan Acker, a beautiful cake. And Joan celebrating her 12th birthday, and she's not here. And they had no phone, so we couldn't call them and see what was wrong, you see. So there's two cakes now, and we have a list, 2 or 3 pages long, of people wanting reservations, but can't get on the show because it's booked up. Well, now here's a case where we have 2 cakes and about 4 children, and they're not here. But we didn't have a way to call them. So from now on, if the folks don't call us within a week and confirm their reservations, we're going to have to cancel them. So any of you folks that have reservations for a week from today, you sure better call us, because otherwise we're going to have to cancel your reservations and call some of the people we have on our list, because we turned down hundreds of people. And I'm not bragging or anything like that, but we booked the show up in an hour and a half on Saturdays when we start opening reservations. And we booked 600 children in an hour and a half. And that secretary, when she goes home, she is tired, I'll tell you that, from taking all the reservations. So now we're going to have to start canceling them if you folks don't call us and confirm your reservation. And you other folks kind of have to bear with us on this here. Now that's a little talk I want to give you here, because there I have 2 cakes and the children are not here, see, and there are people at home watching that want to be on television. All right, let's have a cartoon and get happy here all of a sudden. Here's a Popeye cartoon.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Time now, 12:30, time for the merry-go-round. Sunday at this time, your host is Southern Advertising Service Incorporated, specializing in car card advertising in Birmingham, Bessemer, Fairfield, Anniston, Gadsden, Huntsville, Decatur, and West Point, Georgia. If you want quick results, use car cards. For full details, dial Tremont 91681 or write Southern Advertising Service Incorporated, 1821 28th Avenue South in Birmingham. Inviting you to join us for music for this Sunday afternoon on the merry-go-round. I'm Richard Maltby. Color can lend new excitement to your next advertising campaign. And when you use car cards, you can use as many different colors as you like, drawing the attention of thousands of daily writers in Birmingham to your advertising message. Car cards make the campaign complete. They're effective at low cost. You can use any number of sizes in the buses and trolley coaches in the Magic City, the standard being 11 by 28 inches and the length varying up to 84. That's the giant size. We think you'll be surprised to know how small the cost is and delighted to find out what the results will be when you use car cards. So call Tremont 91681 or write to Southern Advertising Service, 1821 28th Avenue South in Birmingham. There's absolutely no obligation when you get information about car cards from Southern Advertising. Rosemary Clooney and Buddy Cole. Advice. Rosie?
Do nothing till you hear from me.
Weather forecast for Birmingham for today, cloudy and cold. It's going to be pretty cool today. It should be clearing sometime during the afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold. Monday, fair with a warming trend during the afternoon. Tonight's low, 26 degrees. So I guess you'll kind of want to bundle up. You've become accustomed to it now, so you don't need so much of the advice. Now, the next tune coming up is a great favorite. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, as done by Edward R. Murrow. Well, no, not really. Story which comes to us from a department store in Memphis, Tennessee, where a little 7-year-old girl kept out of the reach of old Santa and said, "If it's all the same with you, please don't kiss me. Last year you left whiskers all over my face." For all little girls who might have such trouble, Sterling Holloway and Something for You. Trumpets, fanfare.
Honor your partners. Honor your corners. Run for your lives!
Cat!
The Mouse Square Dance by Sterling Holloway on the merry-go-round. You know, just as you give time and consideration to money you spend to increase stock in your store or to add new employees, so should you give time and consideration to your advertising. Southern Advertising Service Incorporated suggests you investigate the value of car cards. You see, at a cost of only pennies per 1,000 exposures, car cards vigorously tell the thousands who daily ride Birmingham's local transportation systems about your values and your services. Car cards are for you the largest individual local mass medium audience. Definitely they should be a part of your next big advertising campaign. Get information this way by dialing Tremont 91681. Tremont 91681. All right, Southern Advertising Service Incorporated, 1821 28th Avenue South. Well, I guess the season is officially here. You can talk about the holidays, and Neil Hefti presents a musical wish for you from Southern Advertising. Have a happy holiday. In the What's in a Name department, James Cash has been listed in Washington as a professional staff member of the Senate Committee on Banking and Currency. And Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Merriage were divorced in London. And in Crewe, England, motorist Benjamin Speed was fined $11 for living up to his name. Pat Kirby.
Love is a simple thing. Love is a silver ring, shy temple thing.
Pat Kirby is singing Love is a Simple Thing on the merry-go-round from WAPI. 50,000 watts of fine power, bringing you music for this rather chilly Sunday on the merry-go-round. And continuing with the two organizations which have made musical history in the popular record world, Eugene Ormandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in part of a Christmas special. From the news, in Los Angeles, police are looking for two youthful bandits who fled with nearly $3,000 in cash after stammering to a jewelry store owner, "Hand your money over. We're just as nervous as you are." The things people do, the way they do them. Music continues now with the Satisfiers. And something which really is a musical question about tomorrow night. Here they are. Where will I be? Music by the Satisfiers on the merry-go-round from WAPI. Presented by Southern Advertising Service Incorporated. We'll pass along the weather forecast for today. Cloudy and cold with occasional rain, which will be ending probably around this very time, since I can't see out of doors. I don't know whether it's raining or not. But this afternoon, it's scheduled to clear up, but still be rather cold. Tonight, clear and cold. Monday, fair with warming trend during the afternoon. The low tonight, 26 degrees. And here's a young lady who, when singing, she's been doing it for a number of years now, has managed to turn even 26-degree weather into a very warm experience. Peggy Lee. Doing justice to Too Late. Same time for another presentation of the merry-go-round brought to you by Southern Advertising Service Incorporated. And I'll see you in about half an hour with the second portion of merry-go-round for this afternoon. Remember, Southern Advertising Service Incorporated, 1821 28th Avenue South, telephone Tremont 91681.
WAPI AM and FM, Birmingham, Alabama. WAPI time, 8 o'clock.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the beautiful starlit campus of Howard College, located on Lakeshore Drive in Homewood, Alabama. This is Everett Holly speaking to you from WAPI, the voice of Alabama, and WAPI FM, 100,000 watts, Alabama's most powerful FM station. To the many of you who are here on the campus tonight, we extend a welcome to the broadcast from the voice of Alabama, as well as on behalf of the orchestra. To many of you who are joining us on the air for the first chance you have to attend a concert by the Alabama Pops Orchestra, conducted by its musical director and founder, Walter Meck, we bid you welcome and good evening. Now, Mr. Meck opens the program with the overture to the opera Oberon by von Weber. Of this concert is made possible by a donation of the Recording Industries Trust Fund through the cooperation of Birmingham Musicians Local Number 256, American Federation of Musicians. Often on these concerts, our radio listeners might be interested to know we take polls in an informal way with our audience as to the kind of music they like to hear. We've gotten large hands for Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, for Richard Rodgers, for the Beatles. Mr. Meck said, what was that? And also for Strauss. In fact, several of the Strausses, from Johann through distant relation Richard. This evening we salute a request for a Strauss waltz by turning to what is perhaps one of the most favorite of all the Strauss waltzes. The Alabama Pops Orchestra, conducted by Walter Meck, plays for you the Emperor Waltz. Beck and the Alabama Pops Orchestra and the Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss. As many of you look at your programs, those of you who are here in person with us tonight on the Howard College campus, you'll notice a very small and unobtrusive notice in the program which says, pass the buck and help the Pops. To those of you who are habitual well, your presence is here is habitually noticed. You know what I'm about to say. These programs are offered free to the public of Jefferson County and the state of Alabama with our best wishes. The only string tied to that particular statement is this. We do solicit your help in supporting the orchestra. That is, as you pass through the gates, as you leave the concert tonight, we earnestly hope you will make a contribution to help pay for, well, for this evening's concert. This will complete our series for this year. We need your help tonight in order to get out of the red by the end of the evening, frankly. You'll find some members of the Mountain Brook Lions Club. We have a number of tail twisters who are present. Those of you who are familiar with the lion insignia will notice it on their blazers as you leave. We hope you'll note this and make your contribution as you leave us. If you do not do this, let me remind you that contributions by check are also smilingly received. They are tax deductible. You may send them to Post Office Box 2362, Birmingham, Alabama. Repeat, this is a tax deductible item which may be sent to the Alabama Pops Orchestra. Well, let us turn to our guest for this evening. We're very pleased to have his baritone soloist from Alabama College, one of the assistant professors on the music staff at Alabama College, Mr. Benny Middow. Mr. Middow has been seen in Birmingham in two productions by the Center Theater Players, in Riverwind and in The Sound of Music. A notable item, if you happen to be in New York this fall, you can look for his concert at Carnegie Hall. And also you can look for his performances in other areas here in the Birmingham Metropolitan District, as he has plans for the Birmingham Civic Opera season, in which he will perform the baritone lead in The Masked Ball. It's our pleasure to present Mr. Benny Mitto. The first selection Mr. Mitto is going to perform is from Leoncavallo's I Pagliacci. The two famed selections are the prologue and Vestila Giuba. Mr. Mitto sings with the orchestra Leoncavallo's prologue from I Pagliacci. This is a live broadcast of the Alabama Pops Orchestra from Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of beautiful Howard College on Lakeshore Drive in Homewood. You're listening to WAPI and WAPI-FM in Birmingham. The next selection to be sung by our guest soloist, Benny Mitto, is Lara's magnificent, beautiful melody, Granada. I must say to Benny, we are obliged to George Singer for letting us have part of his time for Broadway After Dark. He had a program of Frank Sinatra from the Sands Hotel. And I think we're holding our own very nicely. Beautiful voice, a good performance. Of course, I think I can also recognize the fact that in his chosen field and in his profession of opera and concert work, I might find a better subject for analogy, but I was trying to be timely. The next selection to be sung by Mr. Mitto is really one of the finest to come from the pen of Lerner and Lowe. From one of their earlier works, which you'll recall as Brigadoon, Benny Mitto sings for us, "There But For You Go I." Can take a bow, but I'd like to let you go with just that brief bow. Benny Mitto from Alabama College at Montevallo. I wish we could transport this audience to Carnegie Hall for your fall appearance. I think it would be very heartwarming. Thank you, sir. We continue with music by the Alabama Pops Orchestra, coming to you live from the campus of beautiful Howard College in Birmingham. To many who may be listening who have not attended our concerts this season, one of the features has been the presentation of a rather well-known work by a contemporary American composer, Mr. Howard Hanson. To those of you who are here with us tonight, we appreciate your remarks about this particular selection. Many of you have said you had not heard any of Hanson's works before, at least did not recall having heard them. So it's our pleasure to continue with this particular feature of introducing something comparatively new by presenting the third movement from Howard Hanson's Romantic Symphony. We continue now with music from the Alabama Pops Orchestra favorite repertoire, turning now to the works of Anton Dvorak. This time it's the Slavonic Dance number one. Alabama Pops Orchestra. The ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra would love to have an intermission here, and it is normally past our intermission time. However, ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra, I think our radio audience would delight in hearing the next selection on the program. So if you can catch a quick breath now while I introduce it, we'll introduce with... I hear a hiss coming somewhere. Is that from my remark? Oh, I see. This is a technical necessity. Clearing the instrument. Instruments all cleared. All right. Now, part of our programs always consist of motion picture music, music from the films. This one happens to be by Bronislaw Kaper, who wrote many of the fine works sung in the years gone by. This particular one is the theme music from the motion picture Invitation. This is Everett Holly for Walter Meck and the Alabama Pops Orchestra. And for all of us here who have been engaged in this broadcast, our technical director, Paul Gross, audio by Algie Surratt. The sound system here is courtesy of Lou Fow of Signal Distributors, who has done a magnificent job with the Pops' newly acquired equipment. As we go, we would like to invite you to participate in the Pops program by passing a buck to present the Pops next year. This is our closing concert. You can make your contribution as you leave the field here at Howard College tonight, or you may mail it if you care to by sending it to Post Office Box 2362 in Birmingham. Now, this is Everett Holly saying this portion of the broadcast has come to you live from Howard College in Homewood, Alabama.
WAPI congratulates Annie Boykin of Route 8 Box.